Are you experiencing debt, trouble, temptations, sickness, or disease? Today, Gloria Copeland shares the keys to receiving and possessing your freedom to live in victory. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
I'm going to share with you today on faith. You know, we have to keep our faith going. And it's not just although your will's involved and it's important that you have a strong will to do the right thing. But really, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the will of God. Faith is a spiritual force. It's a spiritual force. It happens when the word of God is preached. And you know what? Year after year, we'd need to hear it. Why is that? Well, you let things slip. And you let the pressures of life and the bad news that you hear all the time begin to erode your faith. We shouldn't do that. We should stay on the Word all the time. Seek it every day. Spend time in it every day. Pray every day. Because you're going to need your faith that day. So faith takes, and because faith takes, faith possesses. So faith is an action situation. You don't just hear the word and say, okay, Lord, I know that. I've heard that. Okay, I believe it. Okay. And then you go on and let it not change you, not let the word change you. There's no faith in that. So faith hears, faith speaks, faith has to talk, faith believes, faith receives, faith takes, which receiving and take and possessing are the same thing. And those three things, they all come under receiving. Receive it, take it, keep it, or possess it. Hallelujah. And that's what we do. That's what we do with faith. Faith fights. We're going to talk about these scriptures. Faith fights. Glory to God. There's a good fight of faith. What's a good fight? That's the fight you win. And with faith, you win every time because God's involved. God moves by our faith. If we speak unbelief, we get the product of those words. If we speak faith, we say what God says, we get the product of those words. Hallelujah. So let's look at the scripture. Let's look at Romans 10:17. Let's just look at some of these things. Feed our faith. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. The Word is so awesome. You never get tired of hearing the Word of God, and you never quit receiving from the same things. You just keep reading the same things. I keep stirring you up. So this is faith hears. Faith, so then, we know this scripture. This is very familiar, but very in educational. So then, faith cometh by hearing. How do you get faith? By hearing the word that God says. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we know where faith is. Faith hears. Glory to God. Now, we know how we get it. We know what happens. Faith hears. So every day in our personal lives, we ought to be hearing the word of faith. No, we can't go to a believer's meeting every day, but we can spend time in the word every day. And faith comes as we look on the word, as we let those words get in our eyes, in our ears, down in our heart, and then come out our mouth. Glory to God. Faith hears, faith receives, faith speaks. Faith takes. I like that. You have to take what the Word of God says. You have to take it. God's no respecter of persons. But God is a respecter of faith. But we can all have faith because we've all got a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, somebody will get you one. And what do we do with that Bible? We find out what God is saying to us. We believe it and we take it. We don't say, well, I can believe that. You know, yeah, I can see how that had come to pass. Read another scripture and say, no, that's too good. I know. No, I could never prosper like that, or I could never be healed like that, or I've got a terminal disease. That healing scripture won't work for me. No, it won't. Because faith takes what the Word of God says. Faith receives it, and faith possesses it. Hallelujah. So let's look at Romans. We looked at Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We know where faith is. We know how it comes. So we know what to do about it. Then let's look at Mark 11:23, which is what Brother Hagin would always preach about. And always there's something in this scripture that usually, at least as much as I can remember about those days, was the thing we were not doing right. Guess what it was? So Jesus answering said unto them, well, you know, he had passed the fig tree and he had commanded it to dry up from the roots. There was no harvest on it, no figs on it. So Jesus spoke to the fig tree. The next day in the morning, it says in verse 20 in Mark 11, in the morning they passed by and they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. What did Jesus say? He said, no man eat fruit of you again forever. So for that to come to pass, there had to be no fruit by the next morning. So the fig tree was totally dried up. Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. That's what Jesus says to us today. Whatever we're facing, whatever our situation, he says the answer, he gives us the answer in this statement. Have faith in God. But now we've got a whole Bible full of God's words to have faith in. They didn't have that, but they did have the Master. And he was teaching them about faith. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, or I'm telling you the truth, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Jesus did not stutter there, did he? He just said, have faith in God. So is it an option? Not unless you want to be disobedient. It's not an option. Say, well, I don't believe I want to be one of those faith people. Well, you're going to be disobedient if you're not a faith people. Amen. Faith people have faith in God. And that's what Jesus said. Verily, I'm telling you the truth, whosoever, well, that would certainly be you and me, shall say. So Gloria shall say, and she shall say the word, and it shall work. You shall say what God says, and it shall work. You believe it, and you say it, and the result comes. That's just the way it is. You can't change that. You may not believe it. You don't have to believe it. It won't work for you. I believe it. It works for me. Glory to God. That whosoever, that's anybody from the most important, from the president of the United States to the lowest person you can find on the scale, it works for whosoever. Have faith in God, for I'm telling you the truth, verily I say unto you, whosoever, that would be me, shall say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. So we have to say what we believe. We have to speak to the mountain. We have to speak to the sickness. We have to speak to the situation and not doubt. How do we not doubt? Putting our eyes and our ears on the Word of God, faith comes. That's the way faith comes. That's the way faith grows. Every day you ought to be putting some word in your eyes and your ears and agreeing with what God says in there and saying it yourself. I receive that. I believe I'm healed. I believe that God wants me to prosper. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Say good things about yourself. But most people that don't know the secret of faith, they talk bad about themselves. I can't do anything right. Nobody loves me. This or that and the other. I'll never have a good job. I'll never get my bills paid. I'm married to these bills. No, don't talk like that. Call those bills paid and out of here, gone forever. Call yourself out of debt. Ken and I, we called ourselves out of debt. We didn't even know there was such territory until just a short time before we began to call ourselves out of debt. We didn't even know you could live debt-free. There was no reality to that in our lives. But we begin to hear what I'm teaching you today about faith, and you've heard it. I know you've heard it, but it's not what you've heard that counts. It's what you actually do. And we began to apply the faith principle from Mark 11 to debt. Ken was in debt when I married him, but I married him anyway. I didn't even ask. I don't think that was very smart, but now I'm glad I didn't ask, because I might have thought, no, I would have known. I would have married him and knowing he was in debt. But that's a good question to ask. Glory to God. Anyway, so we found out then that we could have what we say. And that was the very tape that Brother Hagin had that changed our lives, really, because we found out how faith works. And we began to work it. And we heard it. We spoke it. We believed it. We received it. We took it. And we took possession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it works for anybody that's in Christ Jesus. And anybody can be in Christ Jesus. Faith hears the word. Faith comes by hearing. Faith goes by saying. We say what God says. And we don't say anything else. We don't speak unbelief. We don't speak sickness and disease. We don't say, I'm healed one minute and I'm sick. Then somebody calling, how you feeling? Well, I don't feel too good. I'm really sick today. Now, what does one do? What does that do? Here's faith. Here's unbelief. What does it do? Knocks itself out. I mean, there's nothing there. You said something by faith, but now you said something by unbelief. So what has the last word in that situation? Unbelief. When you speak out of faith, repent. Don't let unbelief be the last word about the situation. You say, I negate those words in Jesus' name. I believe I'm out of debt. I believe I've received every bill paid. And I repent for saying that we'll have that debt, or we're in debt, or whatever it was you said. And get it straight. Get your words straight. Faith receives. Let's look at Mark. We're right here in Mark 11. Let's read 23 again. 22 says, have faith in God. Jesus himself is saying, for I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, this trouble, this situation, this debt, this sickness, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now that's a key to receiving. You can't have faith in doubt. How do you get rid of doubt? You replace the doubt. You replace what you see with these eyes, the bad things. You replace it with the Word of God. And you refuse to say something other than what the Word says. Faith says the Word. If the Word says I'm healed, I'm healed. If the Word says I'm prosperous, I'm prosperous. Faith says what God says. In other words, we come into agreement with what God says. And you know, that's not just a one-time proposition. That's a lifetime proposition. Because if you don't stay on top of the Word, with the Word of God, and on top of thinking about faith and being determined to walk by faith and not by sight, you'll slip. Because the pressure's on. The pressure's out there in the world. There's bills to pay. There's sickness to get rid of. There's all kind of things going on. But we can walk by faith and not by sight. Aren't you glad? And it works. It works. How many of you have ever had an outright miracle because you stood on your faith and you wouldn't quit? Look at that. See, faith works. Say, faith works.
Faith works.
Faith works for me.
Faith works for me.
I'm a man or a woman of faith.
I'm a man of faith.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you say the end result. You talk to the mountain. You tell it to get out. You talk to the debt, to the sickness. You tell it to get out. You talk to the sin that so easily besets you. You talk to it and you say, your history here. Get out of my life. I'll never let you back. You don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things. Now, I want you to get a hold of that word things, which he saith, he believes those things which he saith shall come to pass. I was learning that, just learning that when we were still in Tulsa learning and listening to those big 5 and 7 inch reels that Brother Hagin had about faith, about you can have what you say. And I was sitting there, you've heard me tell it before, but I was sitting there, I was listening, taking notes on this from this tape, and I saw it, the word things shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. And I heard this, and I know it came from the Spirit of God because it changed my life. I heard these words. Inconsistency lies the power. What you say all the time is what comes to pass in your life. Not just what you say in a believer's meeting, but what you consistently say, you consistently have.
That's right.
Inconsistency lies the power. And I saw that. And I got an insight into it. It's what I say, the things that I say over and over and over come to pass in my life. The things. Well, we were believing to get out of debt at that point. And I could see that talking debt, talking lack, was keeping us in debt and in lack. Inconsistency lies the power. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we have to get a grip on this fact. What we say out our mouth continually comes to pass, for good or for bad. That's the things that's in us. What does Jesus say? He said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you get more word in there than unbelief, you'll start speaking more word than unbelief. Now, when you know what you're doing, you can dump unbelief. You can refuse. We refuse to say we didn't have the money. We refuse to say the things that were plaguing us. We said we believe we receive our bills paid. We're out of debt. And right there, we learned and we took hold of debt and we cast it out with our faith, our heart full of the Word of God and what God says about about money and finances, debt, and our mouth full of the Word of God. And we're here today debt-free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. But we took it. We took it and we started saying the things we wanted to come to pass. If we don't want it to come to pass, we don't say it. If we do say it, we repent of it and we get it straight. Now that's the part the devil hates. That you could say, we're never going to get our bills paid, and then you could realize you just made a bad mistake, and you could say, Lord, forgive me for that. I negate those words. I rebuke that bad confession. That is not the truth. My bills are paid. We are out of debt. And you just get right back on your faith words. Satan hates that, but it's the blood of Jesus getting rid of our sin, and there's nothing he can do about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Otherwise, if there was no mercy, none of us would ever make it. But God is good. And when we repent, whatever it is we've done that's out of line with Him, when we repent, the blood of Jesus cleanses us of all sin. Otherwise, nobody would ever make it. So whatever you've done, don't let the devil hold it over your head. The moment you can repent and you get it straight and you turn your back on that stuff, whatever it is, you're a free woman. You're a free man, glory to God. The blood of Jesus cleanses us of all sin. Hallelujah. You may be here today and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, and you may be a notorious sinner. But that doesn't matter one particle where the power of God's concerned. The most notorious of sinners just has to repent and receive the mercy of God. Make Jesus Lord of your life. Come out free. Be changed on the inside. Born again. Not that old man that you were. Not that old woman that you were. But a free man. What does the Bible say about that free man? A new creature in Christ Jesus. A new creation. I love that. A new creation. There was this old man of sin, this old woman of sin. She didn't do right. He didn't do right. He did everything wrong. He was good at sin. But he made Jesus the Lord of his life. And that old man, what happened to that old man? He didn't just get kicked out. He died. He's not anywhere anymore. Hallelujah. The old man, the scripture says that old man's crucified with Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a deal. So when you say, Father, Father answers. When you say, Lord, help me, the Lord helps you. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. When you say, Father, forgive me for that. I shouldn't have done that. I repent of that. The Father says, be clean, in Jesus' name. What a deal. Glory to God. There's no reason for any of us to be in trouble. No reason for any of us to fall back and go back to our old ways. There's nothing back there but death and sin and sickness and poverty. But we can go forward in Christ Jesus. So faith hears. Here's the word. Faith speaks the word. Faith believes the word.
God has created you to enjoy life. He always intended for you to be blessed. It was part of His original plan for all His creation. Living in the Blessing is a series by Kenneth Copeland where you'll discover what God's perfect will is for you. Why God's command in the Garden of Eden to Adam to be fruitful and fill up the earth still applies to you today. And how you can leave the curse behind and live every day in God's blessing. When you purchase this series, you'll also receive a bonus book, To Know Him by Gloria Copeland. Her down-to-earth approach to getting to know Jesus will take you beyond into a personal relationship that will transform you forever. She'll show you how to recognize the voice of God, talk to Him without fear or anxiety, share your heart with Him, and find answers to your deepest questions. Isn't it time you started living the blessed life? Living in the Blessing by Kenneth Copeland is now available for just $21, a 50% savings for either the CD or DVD series. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your copy online at kcm.org. Remember, you'll receive the free bonus book, To Know Him by Gloria Copeland, with your order. To call us toll-free, the number is 800-600-7395. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Have faith in God. Now, how do you do that? It begins by going to the Word of God, and you get the Word of God going in your eyes, in your ears, getting down into your heart, and then it comes out of your mouth in a declaration of faith. And like Gloria shared in today's broadcast, she said that faith hears, speaks, believes, receives, takes, and possesses. Now, I know that's a lot, but you need to go back over these things and, like I said, get them in your ears and in your eyes, and then you begin to apply this teaching, doing more than just hearing it, and then you become a doer of the Word. That's when freedom comes into your life. Victory comes into your life. Isn't that good? Now, the first step to all of this is making Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life. So if you've never done that, then I want you to pray with me right now. Pray this right after me. Say, "Oh God in heaven, I come before you in Jesus' name. Cleanse me of all my sin. Forgive me of everything I've done wrong. Make me new again. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth. Jesus is Lord. I believe in you, Jesus. Be my Savior today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen." Now listen to me. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, then I want you to know all of heaven rejoices with you. All of Kenneth Copeland Ministries rejoices with you. Your brand new family in the body of Christ rejoices with you. We're so thrilled. This is the greatest day of your life yet. And as a result of all of this, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send you what they call the Salvation Package. Just a few little books and a brochure just to help you begin to study your Bible, read the Word of God. Like we said, getting that Word going in you, it'll be a blessing to you. So if you want this, all you need to do is write or call or let us know you want it, and we'll get it out to you absolutely free. Let me tell you about a DVD series called Living in the Blessing. You can live and walk in the Garden of Eden all the days of your life. And that is God's plan. That is His will for your life. But it begins with knowing what the Word says. This blessing is working all the time. But is it working in you? Well, get in the Word and allow it to begin to work in you. Amen? When you purchase this DVD series, what we're going to do is send to you absolutely free of charge To Know Him. This is a book by Gloria Copeland, and in this book you are going to learn insights that she has learned throughout the years, and this is going to draw you into a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Lord, and I'm telling you, that is where life is. Praise God. Let me tell you about some exciting things going on at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the Long Beach Copeland Family Meeting, the Blessing in Action, July 8th through 10th. A lot of family speakers will be there, and I know you're going to absolutely enjoy it. So for more information about that meeting and others and everything that's going on at these meetings, go to kcm.org. It'll be a blessing to you. We will see you again next time. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland online at kcm.org. God has a good plan for you. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.